To me, you need language stronger than weeding out. See, I looked at the situation there and I said, well, the minimum is 3 years, but most people spend 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in kind of a hurry. I want to get to that General Electric job. So I want to get my degree in 3 years. Well, if you're going to do that, you have to become a candidate for the doctorate. At the end, you've got to have 2 years after becoming a candidate. Mm. So to do it in 3 years, I have to become a candidate at the end of the first year. Yeah. What are the requirements to be a candidate? A thesis subject that is accepted. Certain mandatory courses. Uh-huh. And French and German. I study Spanish. But all you had to do was take the French and German exams given every quarter. Because you see, they have students from all over the world. They can't tell you you have to have so many years of French, so many years of German.
Uh-huh.
So, this is going to keep me from coughing, I think. Now, I said, I will study German by myself. Mm-hmm. By reading Steinmetz's book, Electrical Apparatus, for example. And French, I will knock off the next exam. At the end of this first year, I'll take my German exam. Then I'll study French for a quarter and try to, without taking the courses. If I don't, I have to stay more years. I'm stuck. Yeah. Now, Smythe's course was required. Mm-hmm. Principles of Electricity and Magnetism. I said, well, this is kind of silly. I was not allowed to take that course until I'd had Introduction to Mathematical Physics, which I never had. Mm-hmm. Instead of Smythe's course, what I was supposed to do was take a humanities or social science course and get a master's degree at the end of the year. The requirement for a master's was that you had to, in addition to a certain number of units, you had to have one of these, as was true of every year in undergraduate work at Caltech, unusual at that time.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Well, I met with Professor Sorensen, who was the senior electrical engineering there. And I said, I'd like to take that electricity magnetism course instead of humanity. He said, two things. You don't have the prerequisite. And if you don't make it, you'll have nothing to show for your year. I said, if I don't make it, I'll play the violin for a living. Uh-huh, he said. You know, what's he going to do with this kid here? Now, I said to myself, okay, I'll be handicapped first. Apparently, you're supposed to have this course, but I'll be studying that in parallel. But electricity and magnetism, you know, I finished 4 years, electrical engineering degree, and I'm the top of my class. What the hell is there for me to learn about electricity and magnetism? You know, they had their own way of doing it, and there's this textbook you have to use printed in Oxford, Cambridge, and so they spell show, S-H-O-W, show that such and such is true, S-H-E-W, things like that, you know, except for being, well, so here I am, I'm permitted to register this course, and now I'm on the way, I'm going to get my degree in 3 years. I come to the first class, and there's Smythe. And he said, this is a problem course. I'll give you homework to do. Group of problems. Some of them are in the book, Sir James Jeans. And some of them will be on these mimeograph sheets. So here's a group of 15 problems. And you do these, and when you come in, I'll call on you to put the problems on the blackboard. If there's some problem that nobody gets, then I will do that problem. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I may criticize the problem by saying you could have done it fewer steps. Recognize this principle. I may criticize it. This is not a lecture course. You read the book, you work the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, he says, with the kind of class we have here, with these graduate students from all over the world, people come in with very original ways of solving problems. And that's a very important part of their education. Okay. I came home. I read the first problem. It's one out of the book, at the end of the first chapter. First chapter, I knew all about all the principles of electricity they talked about in the first chapter. Mm-hmm. Beginning. It's problem said, show that not every family of curves, function of x, y, z, lambda equals zero, can be a set of eight potentials, but only those for which. And then there were a group of three equations. The equations had funny symbols. They were partial derivatives. I had not had advanced calculus. I didn't know what the hell those symbols were, even. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. I didn't know what the problem was. What has it got to do with this first chapter about electricity? And I knew I was in trouble. And I want to tell you, for the first half of the quarter, the midterm, I got to 32 on the exam. So I knew I flunked. I was going to go back to Salt Lake City in disgrace. And I went around to see the professor. He suggested that we should come see when we get the papers back. It turned out that that was a B. The average grade was 30. See, I didn't know that he tosses off four problems that are interesting. I couldn't do any of them. I made a stab at all four.
Uh-huh.
And I got partial credit because the stabs were not bad.
Uh-huh.
These are problems that top scientists, when they first were solved, worked on them perhaps for years or something. So, you know, you're not supposed to just toss off. I thought you had to get 100. And, of course, Woldrich did get 100.